Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet, Pesachim 54. The Gemara has said on Daf Nun Dalet, the Gemara has taught us that we're supposed to make a blessing on fire on Saturday night, because on Saturday night, that is when fire was created. So the Gemara asks, V'or b'motzei Shabbos Ibari, was really the fire created for the first time on Saturday night? But we have a brisa, the Gemara says, and this also appears. The Gemara says, V'atanya, but we also know this as a Mishnah in Perkei Avos in chapter 5, Mishnah 6, but there appears slightly different. It says, Asar dvarim nivru b'erev Shabbos b'en hashmashos, that there were 10 things that were created for the first time on Friday afternoon on Bein HaShemashos, between the lights, you know, between sunset and nightfall, on Erev Shabbos, on the first creation, on the first Friday in the history of the world. And what are these 10 things? Ve'elohein, these are the 10 things. Be'er, the well of Miriam, that from this well there was water for the Jewish people and when they were walking along in the wilderness, and that was the rock that water came from through Moshe, and this well, this rock was created Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos. And the second thing was the Vahaman, the man that was created in the wilderness to give to the Jewish people. It was actually created during this on the sixth day of creation, and it was hidden from then, Rashi says, until the Jewish people needed it in the wilderness. V'keshes, and the rainbow that appeared in the clouds we know that the rainbow appears, that this is a sign of a covenant between Hashem and the world, and that Hashem is never going to bring another a mabo on the world, and this rainbow was created Bein HaShemashos. And what is else? The ksav, the form of letters, was also created at that time. So the and what is the second thing? Michtav, the ability to write, or the way that Hashem wrote the Ten Commandments on the Luchos. This was created on also Bein HaShemashos. V'aluchos, the Luchos themselves, the tablets themselves, like Hashem gave to the Jewish people at Matan Torah, this was also created Bein HaShemashos. The Luchos were created from like a sapphire, which was a miracle, Sampirion, which was a very hard stone. And the miracle was that even though it was created from this Sampirion, it was able to be rolled like we roll a Sefer Torah, according to the Bar Tanura. And also, what else was created then? The Kivro Shel Moshe, the grave of Moshe, of Moses, which we know we can't find, is a miraculous grave. And since the grave was created by heaven, therefore it states no man knows his grave. And so therefore the people who stood above it, all they saw was below, and the people below, all they saw was above, and nobody could ever find this grave. What else was created? Umara Shamar Ba Moshe Velio, the cave that Moses and Elijah stood in, that Moses stood in a cave and saw God's back pass by, and also Elijah stood in the same cave on Mount Sinai. It says that Elijah came to the cave and he slept there. It says that in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9. What else was created? Psichas Piaton, the opening of the mouth of the donkey of Bilam that was able to open up its mouth and speak. Psichas Piaretz Levoas Harishayim, and also the opening of the mouth to swallow the wicked people during the time of Korach. All of this was created during the sixth day of creation, Bein HaShemashos. And the Gemara now brings in dispute what else was created then. Rabbi Nechemiah says, in the name of Omer Mishum Av, in the name of his father, Afa or Vaperet, also the light, and also parrot is like something that's created from a horse and a donkey, a mule. Rabbi Hoshaya says, Mishem Aviv Afa Ayil, also the ram of Abraham that was slaughtered in place of Isaac, that was also created then. Shamir was the Shamir. The Shamir was a type of worm that has the ability to cut everything, that because we're not allowed to bring a knife to cut to the altar, so they had to cut it with a Shamir. The stones were cut with a Shamir. Rabbi Huda says, Af Hatzavat, also the tongs, that on the tongs that a person is able to hold the coals, the hot that make the iron, and take them out of the furnace, and thereby turn into a utensil. These tongs were created on Erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Huda explains his proof. How does he know this? Who are Yomer? He used to say, "Hatzavata," the tongs that make the b'tzivata misavda. They were made by another tongue. And so therefore, because the tongues need to be made by another tongue, that takes them out from the fire. And so therefore, v'tzavta kamaisam an avid. So who made the first tongue in the world? Because there was, who was able to hold the tongue to take it out? Halai. And so therefore, b'riya b'dei shemaimi. So the Gemara asks, we need to say that the first tongues were created from heaven. So Amar Lei, no, it's not necessarily the case that they were created by heaven. Efshar yasena b'tfus. It could be made that they were made from a mold. V'ikabena kaven. And therefore, once it was made from a mold, and therefore it was created at that time. So the Gemara says, Halai b'riya b'dei adami. And so therefore, maybe it's possible that it wasn't created from heaven, it was created from a person. So therefore, we see explicitly in this price so that light was not created on Saturday night, but was created on Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Nechemiah. And where it says, "Okasha haba or didan," that our light was created, which was created for the purpose of person, and ha, and Rabbi Nechemiah is talking about the light on Erev Shabbos. That was the or de Gehenim, that was the fire of hell. Fire of hell, or didan b'motzei Shabbos. The light of our light was created on Saturday night, therefore we make a blessing on it every Saturday night, and or de Gehenim b'Erev Shabbos. And the light of Gehenim was created, of hell was created on Friday afternoon. What's the reason why it was created on Friday afternoon? Because it was necessary to create it after all the other creations in the world were created. It was because Emak Dimila Peranios. We don't want to create the punishment before the creation. So first all the other creations were created, and then the fire of Gehenna was created.